Thankful Farmers. Thanks for joining us, everyone. I'm Melissa Bratton with Tennessee Home and Farm Radio. This is the time of year when you take stock of what you have and what you are thankful for. And even though farmers across the state are in the midst of harvest season, even they take a break to be thankful for all they have been blessed with.
I'm just thankful to live in a country that we're as free as we are to try to do the things that we think's right, the things we want to do.
We take so much for granted. We live in a land of abundance, and we're all the time complaining, but we really don't have any complaints because we've got lots of good food and good health care, and all our needs are met. You know, we've been blessed.
I'm thankful for lots of things. You know, I think too often we're guilty of focusing on our problems instead of our blessings. And I'm thankful for family and friends and health and all of those things. The good Lord's just been super great to me and my family, and I'm thankful for that.
Jeff Aiken is vice president of the Tennessee Farm Bureau and farms in East Tennessee's Washington County. But farmers statewide say they have a lot of blessings.
Hopefully for the true reason that we all do, and to be thankful for the harvest in which we've had. And even whether it's a good one or a great one or an average one, we're so thankful as a family to be together and realizing what our Creator, what our God has done for us.
Charlie Hancock farms in Bumpus Mills over in Stewart County, and he says every day is a day to be thankful, a statement Sherry Sanders from Williamson County fully agrees with.
As farm families and production agriculture, you know, this is our time of truly being thankful. We've planted the seed in the spring, and we've watched it, and we've tended to it, but it's been up to God to make that harvest, and so this is the time of year that we get to see what He's given us and what we can be thankful for.
The Sanders family farms on the outskirts of the ever-growing Nashville and downtown Franklin, and all across the state, as farmers finish harvesting their crops, they are thankful for the year they have been blessed with. Join us next time for Tennessee Home and Farm Radio. I'm Melissa Bratton.